I'm joined now by Trucker Dave. Dave Snell is a local Queenstown boy that joined the armed forces in 1994. The army, in fact, and now suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Dave is passionate about raising awareness for depression and suicide prevention here in the West Coast. It's a discussion we need to have. He's been kind enough to join me this morning to share his story. Dave, good morning.
Good day. Thanks for having me on.
That's our pleasure, mate. How are you travelling?
To be honest, not the best. I've been through a fair bit lately. I'm actually currently, as we talk, I'm in the Austin Repatriation Hospital in the PTSD ward at the moment. So, yeah.
Where's that, mate?
In Melbourne, Heidelberg, which is...
Okay. And what have they told you, mate?
I've been diagnosed with four different mental illness conditions, mainly that derive from my post-traumatic stress disorder from my service in the army.
Sure.
And, I'm doing some pretty... it's an acute treatment ward where they treat their soldiers, sailors, police officers and that here. They go for a pretty thorough diagnosis system and then work out what medications suit best and go through a very rigorous psychoanalysis. And it's a pretty full on place, but it's a really great ward. Yeah.
Dave, describe a typical day for you, mate. Does it come and go, or is it just constantly there?
Yeah, it's a bit like depression. And a lot of people liking it to the ocean, like the tide. You know, there's always a wave, there's always some pressure. Sometimes the tide's out and you can walk along the beach and you can feel great. And sometimes there's a king tide that'll bowl you over, you know. I have anxiety attacks sometimes. I'll be in the shopping centre just getting some odds and ends, and then I'll have a trigger sort of hit me. Different things trigger different people, I suppose. And
for sure.
And I'll be sitting on the floor in the supermarket just stunned, you know what I mean? Like, people looking at me, I'm 6'1", I'm fairly well built, you know, and and I'm sitting there like a five-year-old boy who's lost his mum. That's probably the best way, best analogy to sort of use. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. And have you tried any other methods besides the medicine to combat it at all, Dave? Or?
Oh, yeah, alcohol and drugs, but that's not the preferred method. No. I think talking to my psychiatrist, the actual statistics of people that abuse alcohol and prescribe medication is quite high, you know, because the nightmares are pretty bad. And a typical thing this morning at about 4:30, I think I woke up half the ward from a nightmare this morning. But there's different medications they're trialling me on, obviously help flow on to better days. But, yeah.
I guess it's trying to maintain that positive frame of mind, isn't it? That's half the battle.
It is. And one of the biggest things is surrounding yourself with the right people.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Got some good people there with you?
There is. One of my best mates I actually signed up with, we enlisted together. He's in here at the moment, trying to work out a few things. And one of my other best mates I was raising money with the Young Diggers, a guy by the name of Josh. He's in here at the moment too. So I've got two really close mates that are in here receiving treatment as well. So it's a bit of a family sort of environment. So, yeah. And one thing, just talk about, like, with depression and PTSD, like, there's quite a few police officers in here too, and there's no differentiation between us being army and them being coppers. You know what I mean? Like, there's...
For sure, yeah.
Everything gets left at the door, and we're all PTSD sufferers, and we sit around overnight having a cup of talking as if we're all brothers or sisters, you know.
So, well, that's just fantastic in itself, to share your experiences and feelings.
It is. Because obviously their experiences are on a domestic level. Normally ours are on an international level, like serving overseas and that, but there's always that one common thread about we all have nightmares, we all have the same symptoms just different onsets and that. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, you've done some great work, though, Dave. Run for Diggers. Tell us about that.
Okay, yeah, last year, I've been struggling for a fair bit about wanting to do something to help out, you know, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah, fantastic.
That suffer from PTSD, because I've had a few friends who have taken their life and through PTSD, and I really struggled with it at one stage. And so I decided to start my own My Cause to raise money for Young Diggers. Young Diggers oversee the training of rescue dogs to become PTSD assistance dogs. So, so I started doing physical events last year. My first one, I climbed Mount Bodong, which is the highest mountain
Victoria. In Victoria, up near the snowfields.
Yeah, near Mount Beauty. I climbed that solo and spent a night at the summit. And I think that was about March. And then in May, I ran Mount Kosciuszko from Charlotte's Pass. And, we raised – it's still ongoing. We've raised $11,000 so far.
Right.
And once I get a fair bit of stuff sorted in here, I'm getting back into training, and Run for Diggers is going to come to life again, and become a passion again and it's not just about just raising the money, but it's about spreading the word and educating the public about what trauma does to veterans. So yeah.
We're chatting to Trucker Dave this morning. Dave Snell of Queenstown. More with Dave shortly. Right now, Bruce Springsteen, 7XS.
I was bruised and battered. I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia? Stone. I heard the voices of friends vanished and gone. That night I could hear the blood in my veins, just as black and whispering as the rain on the streets of Philadelphia. Gonna greet me. It's just you and I, my friend. And my clothes don't fit me no more. I walk 1,000 miles just to slip this ski. The night is falling, I'm blind awake. I can feel myself fading away. So receive me, brother, with you, faithless kiss. Or will we leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia?
West Coast 7XS, Bruce Springsteen, turning 67 this Friday, who's also struggling at the moment. He's released a new book, Born to Run, where he opens up about his battles with crippling depression and his often strained relationship with his father. Support is out there, and on our 7XS webpage, click the info tab and you'll see the Need Help headline there. By clicking that, it'll bring you to a page with organisations that are there to listen and assist you with challenges you may be having at the moment. I'll also chat with West Coast community worker Lynn O'Grady later on this morning, who has a wealth of experience in helping people across the West Coast. Lynn is part of Anglicare Tasmania and will join me a little bit later on. We are chatting this morning to Trucker Dave. Back with more with Dave shortly at 7XS.